Hello, everyone. It is February 12th of 2013. This is my second audio boo of the day, and this one is for February 9th. And it's the topic is, tell us what you like about where you live. If I sound a little bit strange, it's because I'm doing this on my Android phone. A lot of you have made comments that it sounded horrible, but unfortunately my iPod's out of commission at the moment. And my office is a mess, so I didn't want to go down there. But let me say this very quick, because I thought a little bit about this topic. I listened to a couple of other audio boos on it. Wasn't exactly sure how to approach it, because there's no easy way to say this, so I'm just going to say it. I'm not exactly 100% sure I like where I live. We live on the west part of the island of Montreal. It's known in Montreal and area as the West Island. Predominantly English-speaking, but not necessarily, but always has been traditionally English-speaking. The problem with the West Island, or particularly where I live on the West Island, is access to the highways. There are three major roads, boulevards, that run from various parts of the West Island up to the major highway, which is called the 40, also known as the Trans-Canada. Now, the problem being that we live north of the 40, this major highway. So getting to the highway means going south on one of these three major boulevards. Now, there are two lanes, almost three lanes wide in some cases, for some of them. And the problem being that they're congested probably at just about any time of the day, really. And it means that just getting to the highway sometimes can take you up to half the time it takes, excuse me, for you to get to wherever you're going. So that's one element, is traffic and distance. We're quite far from downtown, the downtown core. And the problem being, we don't get to go downtown very often. Sometimes I want to go see a show or a concert, or there might be an exposition, you know, like the auto show. Or, for instance, I heard about this morning on the 22nd, I think, to the 24th is the International Motorcycle Show in Montreal. And I'd love to go there, because I'm looking to buy a top case, a hard shell top case for the back of my scooter. This has been something I've been thinking about for a couple of years now. I kept putting it off because they're very expensive. They're anywhere between about $100 up to $230 for some of them that have, you know, really fancy functions or options. And one of the things about these auto shows, auto shows or motorcycle shows, is often the vendors are there selling their wares, and you can get really good prices sometimes because they have show specials. So I'm thinking, maybe I'll go and see if I can save, you know, some money on a top case, and also walk around and just oogle at all these motorcycles and scooters. And I have a friend of mine who recently bought a scooter. In fact, he hasn't taken possession of it. He's getting it in April, in a couple of months, in fact. And he must be really eager, because he spent quite a good chunk of cash for this thing. It's an actual Vespa, a Piaggio Vespa S 50cc scooter, and it's all black, and parts of it are matte black. And he sent me pictures of it, and man, it it is a beautiful machine. And he's planning on meeting me here, and I'm planning on going to his house. Now, that may not sound like much when you consider that his house is 62 kilometers away from mine, and I can't take any major highways to get there. So it's going to be, if I do decide to go, it's going to be a long ordeal, and I'm planning on going and leaving it on a Saturday morning at some ungodly hour so that I don't catch any traffic. And then coming home, I'm not sure how I'm going to do it. I may leave later on in the day and when the traffic has diminished a little bit, although I really don't relish driving at night. But, you know, if you go slow, you're fine. You know, you just keep your wits about you. That's all. Now, getting back to what I was saying about living here, I'm not really all that crazy about living here. I find the people drive like complete morons. The area, yes, it's close to stuff in the west. There's a beautiful park, like a provincial park, almost within walking distance of here. But other than that, I just find it's suburbia. And that's why it was very difficult for me to do this audio boo, because a lot of people, oh, I love where I live, I'm close to the mountains. You know, I'm thinking particularly about Dean Reed and him being very close to the Peak District. And yeah, I suppose if I hopped in a car and drove 2 hours, I'd be in the Laurentian Mountains. But did you get that? I have to drive for 2 hours. So, I don't know. It's just, it's hard to go for a walk anywhere. There's traffic everywhere, and people don't walk very much in this neighborhood, in this area. So when you do go for a walk, you're taking your life in your hands, literally. I don't know. You know, I don't want to... I'm very grateful that I have a house, that I have a roof over my head, where a lot of people have to live in small apartments, or even worse, they have to not live in squalor, but, you know, they don't have their own house. And I mean, we've got two cars in the garage, in the driveway. So by all means, I'm not complaining, please. I'm not. I'm just saying that I don't necessarily like where I live. Not the fact that I live in a house or anything, but the neighborhood. I love the people around. Our neighbors are fantastic. We've met some amazing friends through my daughter's classmates, and so for that, that's great. But in and of itself, where we live, I don't know. There's just, I don't know what it is. The only person I've heard so far is Sarah, who said, I look outside, I don't see anything all that great to look at, and I kind of feel the same way. I mean, we have trees, and I have my own yard, but there's just something missing. And maybe it's because I'm looking at a big white winter wonderland right now. Maybe it's that. I don't really know. And perhaps the fact that I'm leaving this on my Android that sounds awful is poetic justice. Because I should have gone with some other topic for today. Maybe pick one of my own. What would I do if I won a couple of $1 million? Well, I think I'd move. You know, I don't know where. I don't know. It's very strange. Oh, there's a Mr. Squirrel there looking for some food. Other than that, well, that's it. And I want to thank you for listening. This has kind of been a kind of audio boo. Normally I don't leave these kind, but yeah. I figured I'd be honest about it. You know, today, as I look outside my window on this gray day, I'm not crazy about where I live. Ask me maybe in 3 or 4 months when it's a beautiful sunny summer day, I might think otherwise. Thanks for listening.